This is Tate Servance with Thumb Broadcasting. I am bringing you your news for this hour. Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen announced that anonymous donors have once again stepped forward to support community members facing hardships during the holiday season, marking the 12th consecutive year of the program. In the coming week, sheriff deputies will deliver $100 cash gifts or food certificates to individuals and families who have experienced significant challenges this year, including loss of loved ones, serious illness, job loss, or grandparents raising grandchildren. The program also supports local nonprofits serving homeless and displaced residents. The initiative began when local residents approached Sheriff Hansen, requesting the department's assistance in discreetly distributing aid to those in need. Annual donations have grown substantially from an average of $5,000 in earlier years to between $7,000 and $12,000 recently, with 1 year reaching $28,000. Deputies deliver gifts unannounced, with distribution typically continuing through New Year's Day. Over 12 years, combined with a previous 9-year Toys for Tots partnership, the Sheriff's Office has facilitated the distribution of more than $328,000 in cash and toys to thousands of Huron County residents. Huntington Bank informed the Frankenmuth Police Department and the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce that fake $100 bills are circulating, as well as some $50 bills. Several local businesses have deposited fake $100 bills over the past 2 weeks. The appearance of the fake bills is described as an older style bill with a texture that feels a bit thicker than real currency. A distinguishing feature is that the bills have a small logo or face in the center, which likely means a poor quality security imitation. These bills are passing the iodine pen test, but they are failing when they go through verification at financial institutions. The Frankenmuth Police Department Chief Don Maurer urges businesses and consumers to make sure to check the security features built into money. Real currency has security threads, color shifting ink, and watermarks. When in doubt, refuse the bill. If you suspect you receive counterfeit money or witness someone attempting to pass it, notify a store manager and the police by calling 911. And so far this season, Michiganders have had some big snowfalls, nothing too crazy, but enough inches have fallen to require snow removal. Hopefully everyone is staying safe out there while shoveling snow. Remember, take it slow, keep your shovel low. And in addition to keeping safety tips in mind for your health, it's also important to keep snow removal laws in mind. Of course, it's the kind of neighborly thing to do to shovel the snow from your sidewalk, but it's also the law. If you'd like to avoid tickets and fines this winter, here's what you need to know about snow removal laws in Michigan. While Michigan doesn't have a statewide law that determines how much time you have to shovel snow from your sidewalks, most local ordinances give you 24 hours after snowfall ends. If you don't remove the snow within 24 hours, you could receive a violation notification. That gives you one more day before you receive a ticket or fine. Also, keep in mind where you pile that snow when shoveling. Michigan does have a code that prohibits the obstruction of safety vision by removal of deposit of snow, ice, or slush. Basically, this means don't pile your snow up at the end of the driveway where it can reduce visibility for other vehicles to see you. Finally, while there is no exact statewide law on when you can or cannot use your snowblower, most places have local noise ordinances. Quiet hours in Michigan typically run from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., so just don't start snowblowing before 7 o'clock in the morning. In national news, national media organizations are operating under a new White House press rotation for early December, a schedule that assigns major television, print, radio, and digital outlets to pooled coverage days as part of efforts to coordinate access inside the executive complex. And Canada has agreed to join the European Union's Security Action for Europe initiative, an arrangement that will open more EU defense procurement opportunities to Canadian firms and encourage European investment in Canada's defense sector. And now I will be handing it over to Steve Adamson for our extended forecast.